The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation, by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the show.
We are here. I'm Roger Henderson, along with Nick Simonick from Simonick, Simonick, Ratnick & Associates, local CPA firm, but it's not just for local clients. Nick's got customers, clients all over the United States and even other countries that can help you with your accounting needs if you need them. 928-1040, 904-928-1040. But here this hour, Nick's here to answer your financial questions, and if you've got one, 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-TALK. Regardless of the financial matter, Nick has probably been there, done that, and he can give you some of his insights. But today, Nick, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about money-saving tips, Raj.
Okay, that's
because
always a good thing.
I'm right now in the middle of budgeting the company for the next year and budgeting the household for the next year. And reconstructing my budget for each, going through, what I do is I take the last 3 years' averages per month in the different categories and see how each category has creeped up over the years. And in fact, for the company, I went back to, and there's a good reason for it, 2001 and 2002 to compare it with 2013, 14, 15, and 16.
It's quite a while back.
Yeah, but our expenses have climbed in the last 15 years, big time in some areas. For instance, this is company-wide or wise. For instance, our copier expenses are $2,000 a month now.
It used to be how much?
It used to be like $500 a month.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So things cost more. As time goes by, because guess what? Even though gas prices went down, other prices didn't. They just kept on climbing on an average of 3% a year. Mm-hmm. That's why when you get ready to retire, you need to make sure you have enough money to retire on, not just at that instant, but for the future years as your income or your money is worth less next year than it is this year.
Yeah, I try here at the radio station to use as little paper as I possibly can to print things for a couple of reasons. First, it is expensive.
Yeah.
But secondly, it's less messy. So if I can read it directly from the computer screen and scan things and leave it there, that's my preferred way of doing it. And plus, it's easy to archive and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and we scan and shred at our office because we have electronic file cabinet.
Right. Now, management doesn't know about this, but I also... I'm such a cheapskate when it comes to printing things. If I can, I write my notes on the back of things that are thrown away, paper that have been scratched, thrown away, if I need to take notes on something.
Okay. Yeah.
Very often, not all the time, but things that I'm just for personal use. Yeah.
Millie says I can be cheap in some areas. For instance, the adding machine tape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm done, I roll it over and do it on the other side.
Really? Is there such a thing, though, as being too cheap?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, when I first set up our budget when the kids were small, or the kids were in the house, they weren't that small, we would go to a restaurant and buy hamburgers, and I'd make them take slices of cheese if they wanted cheese on their hamburgers.
To so the restaurant. Oh, no.
The extra 10 cents. And then we'd order plain pizza, and I'd get pepperoni out of the refrigerator.
You know, restaurants, they can they find ways to really charge you, overprice you for certain items.
Yeah.
Like a to make a regular hamburger into a cheeseburger does not cost 50 cents more.
Exactly, but they're doing it now. Back then, it was only 10 cents.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's a lot more now.
Yeah, they're climbing.
And soft drinks? That's huge.
Yeah.
How in the world can you justify sweet tea that costs them probably 10 cents to make it, you know, $2?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's crazy. And then you go to the movie theater. And
oh, yeah, that's another one.
Wow. The popcorn is, a small popcorn is like, what, $6 or something? And a small Coke is $5. You're at $11
right.
for a small popcorn and small Coke.
Yeah. But a lot of times, though, you're paying for the experience and also you're offsetting maybe some losses that they've taken, in fairness to the restaurateurs out there. You're taking they're offsetting losses in other areas to kind of get you through the door.
Things
that really should cost more, they make up for it in other areas.
They do, and you pay for it dearly.
Yeah.
But it was an expensive proposition. Our two Chinese children left Saturday to go back to China.
By way of background, for the summer, you hosted two kids from EF Educational Homestays.
Right.
It's almost kind of like a foreign exchange student program, and you had a couple of kids from China?
Yeah, two boys, 11 and 13. The boys, Saturday night, or Friday night, I said, do you want to go home? No. I said, why not? Because we like it in America, and we don't have to do homework.
Oh, bless their hearts.
They're probably in college, 11 and 13, in college over there. You know, they run rings around us when it comes to education sometimes. But it was breakfast every morning, and Millie packed their lunch, and then they come home for dinner after they go to school in the morning, and then they have an event in the afternoon. So that kind of put a cramp on our budget, along with my daughter and her son being here. Her son was here for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That was expensive.
But there are tax benefits to that, am I correct?
Oh, the Chinese children, because it's a not-for-profit organization, the mileage that we drove, taking them back and forth to the bus, where the bus pickup was, and the food that we spent for them, and whatever we spent out of pocket is a charitable deduction, and it added up.
Okay, do you need to get a receipt from EF Educational Homestay for those expenses, or just your own records?
Just our own records, and we reconstruct if for instance, the food is less than $75 an item, which it was every morning, don't know about evening, but if it's less than $75 an item, then you don't need a receipt. You just need to log it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, folks. If you have business deductions or charitable deductions and you're worried that you didn't keep your receipt, but you remember how much you spent for, let's just say, a pizza party for the kids at church, you can still take it. You don't need the receipt as
right.
long as you document it.
But no tax deduction for Roxy and your son-in-law, right?
No. Are you kidding? That's
well, you can send them a bill.
It was a charitable event, though. So we're talking about dollar-saving tips today, folks. And if you have some unusual ones that you've come across, you need to give us a call and let us know what your dollar-saving tips are, because it can help other listeners. But first of all, Raj, turn off the television. Why? How do you save dollars turning off the television?
Well, the electricity running
that's
TV.
That's one.
Now, and I'm not sure if this is still the case, but years ago, they were encouraging people to not just turn off the TV, but unplug the television set, because it still uses electricity at some level, even if it's plugged in and off.
Yeah, that was with the cathode ray tubes. They'd still be burning.
Okay, they don't have those now with the newer TVs. Okay.
No. But the other thing is do you ever get on TV and see an infomercial and call the place and order the thing?
Not me, but my wife's got that problem.
A lot of people have that problem. They get the, you know, buy one, get one free, and you got 90 days to pay, and the new Zippo, whatever it is, works great until you get it. And then you get it, and it's not what it was cracked up to be. So that's the thing. Television ads, and plus the television, the subscription. if you got the extended subscription, be careful.
Okay. You're listening to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. I'm Roger Henderson. If you've got a question for Nick, any money-related matter at all, call in 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. We'll be back with more of It's Your Money after a few words here on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, The Answer.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM or uninsured motorist on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
For your professional financial services needs, Semenik & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Semenik & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040. Or online at Semenik.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
And welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. I'm Roger Henderson, and we're taking your money calls at 904-222-8255, 904-222-8255. And Nick is giving us some insights on when and where to be frugal. Sometimes you can take things maybe a little too far, but hey, you work hard for that money, so you might as well make it stretch as best you can.
That's right.
And one thing I appreciate about you, Nick, you have built a very successful CPA firm, CEO, employed dozens of people, and you're helping people throughout the community, you know, with their finances, you know, to get a grip on things. But you've been there. You know what it's like to struggle to pay the mortgage
in the trenches.
And you know, looking at December and Thanksgiving was just hell. You spent a lot of money on meals and how you're going to get the kids Christmas toys this year.
Yeah.
And so you know what it feels like to be the average guy or the average lady struggling to make ends meet. And you can give us wisdom and insights on how to, you know, successfully navigate this.
Well, you jumped ahead, but I'll cover that now. Make your own gifts instead of buying stuff from the store. Christmas gifts and birthday gifts, you know, you can create your own homemade gifts. There's websites on that you can go to, and it shows you how to make gifts. And guess what? Sometimes gifts are more appreciated when they're handmade. Hmm. I still have, handmade pot that Sean made me in the third grade, and now he's 40-something.
One of the best gifts I remember as a kid growing up was a... Now, this is back during the day when, you know, you couldn't get your eye put out with a rock. Now you can. My grandfather made me a slingshot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it was the coolest thing that I'd ever had. His kid loved it. And eventually, you know, I had to be kinder to the to the wildlife. But I was taking and out birds.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Exactly. I didn't hurt any. No people got hurt. But, good. You know, I'd go hunting with that thing and, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Take out some, you know.
Can you imagine
lizards?
Roger stalking through the woods with his, what was it?
A slingshot.
Slingshot. Yeah.
I felt real guilty, though, because I was at the beach and there was a lizard. And that lizard was in lizard heaven.
No.
And I really felt bad. I cried over it afterwards. So, no.
My gosh.
I thought I was just hitting things. So,
but it's handmade, mm-hmm. and it worked.
Yeah.
And it saved your grandfather money.
Yeah.
He probably carved it from a tree branch, too.
I don't think he carved it. He did make it from a tree branch. I remember that. Yeah.
Carved the handle. Anyhow, another thing, folks, you need to think about, and I'm thinking about all this stuff while I'm reconstructing my budget, is stop collecting and start selling. In other words, if you're if you've got a fad going on, remember it was Beanie Babies and it was this and it was that and it was the other thing people mm-hmm. would collect, and people go out and buy all that stuff and it'd sit in the closet. It didn't really do anything for them, and it was just a fad. Also, Millie and I, we were collecting Yadros. That's porcelain figurines made in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, we were on a trip, mm-hmm. and I saw a Yadro of a gondolieri with a gondola and a couple sitting in a midst of flowers. It was all porcelain, and it was about 2 feet long, and it was very expensive. And I said, this would look great on our dining room table. And at that point, Millie said, we're going to stop buying Yadros because we're going to die and the kids will sell them on eBay. So needless to say,
you didn't get it.
We didn't get it. And yeah. I've not bought a Yadro since then, but we've got walls full of them, which I'm going to see which ones that the kids don't want
mm-hmm.
when we assume room temperature. And then I'm going to sell them on Craigslist or eBay and see what I can get for them.
Okay.
And so that's a good way to start your budget off, folks. Look at what you've got around the house, because people, especially, you know, it seems like the bigger the house, the more stuff you collect that you don't need.
Okay. I'm going to get transparent with you, Nick, real quick. Probably one of the dumbest moves my wife and I ever made is that we were in between houses renting an apartment.
Uh-huh.
So we decided to take our furniture and put it in storage. Ended up staying at the apartment for a little longer than we anticipated initially, a couple of years. And then we added up how much we were paying every month in storage and how much it came out to over the couple of years.
Yeah.
We could have bought brand new furniture for the amount of money that we were storing that old furniture.
Is that wild?
Yeah. It didn't even dawn on us
that
we'd spent that much money. So after that, I said, from now on, let's just not put things in storage, and if we don't have room for it in the house or whatever reason,
sell it,
get rid of it, whatever,
or
the storage,
give it away.
Whatever, yeah, exactly, whatever the storage fee would have been, put that into a savings account, and then we've got the money to pay cash for it down the line.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you can get rid of the stuff you don't need and don't want. There's a guide to selling unwanted items. It's www.thesimpledollar.com, and it goes on to give you a guide to sell stuff you don't need and don't want anymore, because you may as well turn it into cash, Raj.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sitting there, it's not doing you any good, and unless it's something nice that you enjoy and it's paid for, so that's a different story. You know, you can, in the stores, you can sign up for customer rewards programs, and you can get discounts. For instance, I'm a rewards program at AutoZone, the car shop.
Mm-hmm. Car parts place.
And this weekend, I had to buy stuff to tune up the pickup truck. I've got a little pickup truck. My my Home Depot truck. Mm-hmm. And I bought plugs. Well, when I bought the plugs, because I'm a rewards program buyer there, they gave me a coupon to get $10 rebate from the manufacturer of the plugs. Isn't that cool?
Cool.
So it pays to be on the free customer rewards programs. You don't want to spend money on customer rewards programs because that's not rewarding. Now, another tip for people, especially big ticket items, you need to master the 30-day rule. 30-day rule is, okay, I see something I like. Let me wait 30 days to buy it and see if I really want it, need it, because yesterday's wants have become today's needs.
Right.
And usually in 30 days, if it wasn't a necessary thing and it was too much money, you'll decide against it.
Right. And the whole emotional buy goes out because you've made a commitment. I'm going to wait 30 days.
Exactly.
And here's the cool thing, too, about big ticket items. A lot of them are technology-based. It seems like every time you blink your eyes, something better is coming along that if you waited a little bit, you could have had that.
Exactly.
Like my wife and I, we had to get a new refrigerator, earlier this year or late last year, forget which. Okay. And it's nice. Not happy. You know, I'm not unhappy with it at all. And we're looking at TV the other night, and an ad came on for a TV made by the same people that made our TV.
Yeah.
Refrigerators, uh-huh. What I meant. I'm sorry. And made by the same people that made our fridge. Except it had a new device where you could enter on the door of the TV things that you needed from the grocery store.
You serious?
And then it would send you with the app when you're at the grocery store things you need to buy.
My goodness.
That was not available when we got our fridge. But now it is. So had we waited a little bit, we could have had that.
And was it any more?
I didn't check the price.
Okay. Sometimes, with the newer technology, I'm a believer in buying second generation computers because the latest and greatest won't be the latest and greatest in a year or even 6 months sometimes.
Right.
And same thing with cell phones. Oh, that's another
story. And then another thing, too. The new technology always drives down the price of what it replaced.
Right.
So even if we had not gotten the latest and greatest, what we did get would have been less expensive.
Wow. And it's just like microwaves. I can remember when they were like $500 or $600 when they first came out. Now you can buy a microwave for $100. So technology has a way of costing less as time goes by. The next thing is when you go shopping, make a list and stick to it. Now, I'm bad. I got to admit. Millie will give me a list of two things to get, and I'll go shopping, and I'll come back with 10 things. This is true confession. But when I'm going on this budget, I'm going to stick to the list, and we're going to make the list and stick to it. I cross my heart and hope to speak.
Now, I did hear recently, however, that it is a good idea to go ahead and buy everything that is non-perishable when it's on sale, buy one, get one free.
That's right.
So even if that's not on the list, if you know you're eventually going to need spaghetti sauce and you can buy one and get one free, it's not a bad idea to stock up at that point.
And that's what we do at the grocery store. There are certain items that they buy one, get one free. And we know we're going to use it, like barbecue sauce in the summer. We'll buy one, get one free, even though we have one in the refrigerator because that buy one, get one free doesn't last a long time.
Right. The perishables are a different story, but if it's going to, you know, have decent shelf life on it, you might as well get it now.
Yeah.
If you've got the money.
Exactly. And then another thing, which we do quite a bit, invite friends over instead of going out. When you go to a restaurant, sometimes it's expensive with friends. I was recalling one time a couple invited us out to a restaurant to talk about their wedding, and we said, okay. We got to the restaurant, and I ordered very frugally because they invited us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the bill came, I found out we were going Dutch.
But it's less expensive if you're at each other's houses, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, think money. About that.
Because we were thinking about it last night. We made steaks, and we were adding up what those steaks would cost at a restaurant if we were entertaining friends. It's good to go out with your spouse, though.
Okay. helping you save money, maybe going over your friend's house for dinner and then having them come over yours when it's their time around, provided you know you're not like me and don't have any friends.
You got friends, Russ.
904-222-8255 is the number you can call and ask Nick any financial question, or maybe you've got tips on how to save money. We'll be back with more of It's Your Money with Nick Simonick coming up here on WBOB. Welcome back to It's Your Money here on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM, The Answer. But if you're listening on Saturday, it's 100.3 The Biz, because that's when we bring you the encore presentation. But Mondays live from 2 to 3, and Nick is talking about ways to save money this afternoon. And maybe you've got some tips on how to save money as well at 904-222-8255.
Give us a call.
And you may be thinking, why is Nick talking about this? He's a CPA. He's supposed to be helping us start our own small business. Well, one of the things you do, Nick, is help average, you know, mechanic husband and waitress wife,
yeah,
save money, get out of debt, learn to invest instead of getting in debt, and then hopefully at one point have a nice little nest egg put away so that they can, you know, achieve some level of the American dream. And one of the ways that people can save money is by reducing their ongoing expenses. So this is why we're talking about ways to save money today.
Because that's what I like to do, Raj. I like to help people grow financially. You know, doing the tax return, it's required by the law.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about that last year, week. Helping people save money, I see progress. I see where they're not paying somebody like mm-hmm. the IRS. They're saving money. So I like to see people grow financially.
And can you give us I know I'm putting you on the spot, a really cool success story of someone who is an average person who may have been way over their head in debt, and how were they able to pay that down and then end up with a nice little investment portfolio?
Yeah. This guy was in construction. He was a project manager, and they were up to their necks in debt. And they came to me for a Living Debt Free by the Word program that I do for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I say from 5 to 7 years, you can get out of debt, including your home mortgage. In 6.5 years, they got out of debt.
Okay. How much debt did they have initially?
They had debts relative. I can't remember offhand mm-hmm. because it's been several years since I did the program. But they had, I would say, a couple $100,000 in debt, counting their mortgage.
Okay.
And they were able to do it just by budgeting, restructuring, focusing, and applying the seed principle that I teach people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one. This guy was self-employed. He was had a small business, and he worked out of his home. He was way in debt. And he started the program with me, and all of a sudden, God's miracles kicked in his life. He got out of debt in a little over 3 years. He came in the office and showed me his home mortgage paid off. It was great.
Yeah.
So those things happen. And if people will focus on their finances and treating their finances responsibly, they can do it. There are a lot of, like I told you before the program, Roger, I've got over 100 tips, money-saving tips. There are a lot of tips to save money, folks. But if you take and apply each area of your finances and say, and now with Google, it's amazing. You get on the internet and you can find ways. Let's just say if it was your real estate taxes. Well, I did this 2 or 3 years ago. My real estate taxes at the house kept on going up and up. And finally, I found this company, and I didn't bring the name of the company with me today because this is a separate subject, mm-hmm. but I found this company that does real estate tax audits for homeowners. Usually companies do them for businesses, big buildings, but this company does it for homeowners, and I think they have two programs. One is they'll save you 25% of, or they'll take 25% of the savings. And the other one, they take 40% of the savings. But every 3 years, you should do that, folks. If you're real estate taxes are in the up in the thousands, not the hundreds, because it wouldn't pay that much to do it, and they probably wouldn't handle it. But if your real estate taxes are in the thousands, this company will go to the city, go to the county, and argue for you to reduce your real estate taxes.
Really?
Then you give them 40% of the first year's savings. And after that, the real estate taxes will tend to creep up again, but they don't go up automatically because the county knows that you've got an advocate to lower your real estate taxes. So anybody can do it. You just have to contact this company and say, I want you to audit my real estate taxes. I'm going to sign the contract and give you the 40% of the savings.
Hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I did that for my office building at the same time, and I saved my office building taxes are in the multiple tens of thousands. Uh-huh. I saved $6,000 the first year.
See, I did not even realize that you can even argue again, you know, with the county and with the state with respect to your real estate taxes.
Yeah.
So you can get an audit done of it, and they can say, you know, we you know, I guess protest this amount.
Exactly.
And they will listen sometimes.
Yeah, because what you do, especially, you have to do it by a certain date. I can't remember the date. But that's why the county sends out a notice of proposed property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't agree with it, you can go down and fight it. So keep that in mind, folks. That's a big savings.
Man, it pays to listen to It's Your Money.
Amen.
You just saved everybody in town money who's listening right now.
Exactly. Now, another thing, if you've got credit cards with high interest rates, you can negotiate the rates down with your credit card companies in a lot of cases. A lot of cases, they'd rather negotiate the rate than see you go someplace else. Because, of course, there are someplace else's. Is that a word, someplace else's?
They know what you mean, so yeah. It's okay.
There are someplace else's where the credit card companies are willing to give you a card 6 months, no interest, and then the interest rate is lower than the one you've got already. That's why credit card companies will listen to you, folks. That's why they'll negotiate with you. And guess what? You can find that online, too. I'm not going to give out all the website addresses, but you can find out online where you can negotiate with credit card companies and bring it down. Now, another one is, for heaven's sake, quit smoking.
Yeah.
Cigarettes are expensive.
That's a very expensive way to commit suicide.
I think it's 20-some dollars a carton now.
I don't know how much they cost, but... You know, it's not wise. Plus, you're making all kind of health consequences. And now we're going to get calls. At 904-222-8255.
That's right. Yeah. If you are smoking cigarettes, you're spending a lot of money and ruining your body. I used to smoke cigarettes before I knew the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I quit smoking back in 1970.
Started when you were 5 years old.
Yeah.
I remember the story.
Yeah, it's true. But I stopped in 1972.
Nick was that same kid on the internet almost.
I used to smoke OPs, other people's.
Other people's.
Yeah. And in Vietnam, they had these cigarette packages from World War II. You don't want to drop the cigarette because it'll break. Those things were fragile.
Okay.
But anyhow, quit smoking is a good idea, folks. When you're cooking, we were talking about cooking at home before, and if you're making a casserole, make a big batch and mm-hmm. then cut it up and freeze it. Millie's good at that. The other day when with the Chinese children, we had lasagna and baked ziti that she had made a big batch of a month or so ago.
Did you teach them that Marco Polo introduced pasta to Italy after having visited China?
I didn't do
it
that.
It was a teaching moment.
But...
We'll let them know on Facebook.
Google Translate would take forever to do that in Chinese to teach them that.
Yeah.
So I just taught them the quick things.
Okay.
But that way, if you have a quick meal to make for the family, you can just take it out of the freezer and pop it in the oven. And before you know it, instead of going through the whole procedure all over again. It just makes good sense.
Time consuming too on a very busy day if you're exhausted after working a long, day at work.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to have something you can just pop in the oven.
Exactly. And especially when both parties are working. You know, if both people in the household are working, it's hard to have a meal, prepare it that day, that night, and have it at a decent hour. Another thing is turn off the lights. I go through the house turning off the lights. My kids think that my house is a Christmas tree and it has to light up every time they're in it. And the Chinese children were notorious for that. They'd leave in the morning and all the lights were on in the bathrooms and the bedrooms, and I'd just walk around turning everything off.
You know, another thing, too, I'll interject. Some of these new light bulbs can save a lot of money on your electricity.
You're absolutely
especially
right.
Especially the LED light bulbs. They're expensive up front, but they pay for themselves over time.
Because those things last for 20 years or something
And they don't waste a lot of electricity on heat where it's only light.
Exactly. And that's another thing. The LEDs don't give off heat, and that saves air conditioning, too. I have a client in South Florida who put LEDs all through his house. He's a contractor. Put LEDs all through his house, and his electricity just took a dive.
Okay, good. Saving money. Good tips from Nick Semenik with Semenik, Semenik & Associates. Today, you can call in with your question about money matters or maybe your money-saving tips at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We'll be back with more of Nick Semenik and It's Your Money on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, The Answer.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days. To make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM or uninsured motorist on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
For your professional financial services needs, Semenik & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, and team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Semenik & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040 or online at Semenik.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
It's Your Money with Nick Semenik, certified public accountant with Semenik, Semenik, Ratnick & Associates. I'm Roger Henderson. And Nick, during the break, someone who didn't want to go on the air had a good question. How can they save money on their electricity? And I was thinking, and of course you have more experience in saving money than I do, augment the impact of the cooling of the air conditioning unit by getting a cheap fan at Walmart.
Yeah.
So if you got the fan going with the AC, the AC doesn't have to be up as high.
Exactly right, because the fan helps cool. We were talking this weekend, Millie and I, about when we were kids, We didn't have air conditioning in the house.
She also lived in New York or Cleveland or somewhere.
I lived in Cleveland. She lived in New York. Right. And it was, but it was still hot in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have AC. But now you can get an install a programmable thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can program it for when you're out, usually during the day or at night, when it's time to go to bed. Those kind of things. So we have programmable thermostats in our house.
Right.
And also,
there's an upfront cost, but they pay for them. They pay for themselves over time.
Yeah. And the upfront cost came with when we had to replace our AC units last year. But the one in the main room, we can do by phone. Mm-hmm. So you can be away and have the electricity, the temperature up. And then on your way home, click it
right
to turn it on to cool it off for when you come in.
Now, the one we have, it's not controlled by the phone because I guess ours is older than yours. But we can set it on schedule. So if
right.
we know Monday through Friday, pretty much everybody is gone out of the house most days, you know, after 9, then the electricity of the AC can go all the way up to maybe 80, 79 degrees. But if it knows people are going to be home starting at around 5, then at 4:30, it kicks in and bumps it down to 75.
And that's what we usually do anyhow. So that works out well, and it saves a lot of electricity. Another thing you can do as far as saving money is make sure you change out your car's air filter. The car's air filter, if it's clean, saves you on the average of 7% in gas. So you'll save more than $100 for every 10,000 miles you drive, $100 a year by spending $14 on an air filter. I think it's a good deal, and you should consider it.
Tire pressure in your car, same thing. Save a lot of money if the tire pressure is correct.
That's exactly right, because low tire pressure causes you to use more gas, and I guess it's a drag on the car or something. And plan your meals around the grocery store's flyers. By that I mean, you know that every Thursday the grocery store is going to come out with a new flyer for a new new ad that week. So you can go ahead and grab the flyer, get the things on sale, and then plan your meals around that. And do your price comparisons too, because now they have the price per ounce on all the labels, and mm-hmm. it's easy to see that if you're buying the small mayonnaise versus the large mayonnaise, you save more money because it's cheaper per ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And we use generic when we can, but there are some stores I won't take the store brand.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to mention the names because
to protect the innocent.
Yeah, protect
now,
the guilty.
Do you know anyone, I'm not saying you,
mm-hmm.
who is such a cheapskate that they save the condiment packages instead of buying the mayonnaise in the grocery store? If they're out, you know, having a sandwich, they'll take the mayonnaise condiment packet with them and just put that in the drawer.
Yeah.
And the
Our engineer
said, yeah, I do that. No need to buy a bottle of ketchup. I got a good 20 of these in the drawer.
Chick-fil-A has those good ketchups. I just take a handful of those.
Don't take advantage of it.
Yeah,
you know,
don't go to Chick-fil-A and just empty out the cabinet, folks.
Yeah, we like Chick-fil-A.
That's not cool.
Okay, but you know, maybe they bring it to you and they throw it. Like, for example, you go through the drive-thru. At the fast food place, when I get home, and my bag with the hamburger, there's like 3 or 4 ketchup packets.
Uh-huh.
No need to throw those in the garbage.
Exactly. They put them in there for you, and you don't want to throw them away. We've got packages like that.
Mm-hmm.
And notorious with the Chinese restaurants.
Oh, yeah. You're like me. And we have a drawer. It's right next to the fridge. It's got duck sauce, soy sauce, ketchup, mayonnaise.
Exactly right. You got all the comforts of home.
Exactly.
Just order Chinese delivery and you got it.
Chopsticks, everything you need.
If you're running low. And, you know, I had a Chinese CPA working for me, and she left to go into private accounting. But when she worked for me, she used to bring me gifts from China every year. And I had these really cool, Chinese chopsticks.
It's porcelain,
two
probably.
Pair. Yeah. Okay. And they have Chinese writing on them. And when the Chinese children were there, I brought the box from the office and open it. I said, you want to use these chopsticks? Oh, no. Those are for show. Those aren't to eat with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they wouldn't eat with my high-priced chopsticks that I got as a gift. I'm going to sell them on eBay. No.
They were a gift. Come on, Nick.
I'm not going to do that.
Sentimental value.
Yeah. Okay. You know, another thing is homemade bread. Sean is notorious. His wife makes homemade bread all the time for the kids. And homemade bread is a lot healthier than when you make it, when you buy it in the store, believe it or not.
Can you save money that way, though? Because I've learned with certain things you make at home that it's just more expensive to make it yourself than to just buy it, depending on what it is.
Well, the bread is a lot cheaper, but there are some things, you're right, that mm-hmm. you go, man, if I put this together at home, it's going to cost me twice as much.
Like, for example, backyard gardening is a whole lot of work.
Yeah,
and do the seeds actually save you money if you as opposed to just buying a couple of tomatoes?
They do. I backyard garden.
Okay.
And in fact, last night with our steak, we had beans from my garden.
Okay.
And you figure how much beans cost in the store compared to, and the garden grows them over and over and over again.
Well, I remember one year we got an ice cream maker, and the ingredients cost more than if I had bought Ben and Jerry's.
Really?
Yeah. I went high end on it, though. I wanted to have all the really cool stuff in it. So
I figured,
you know what? This is just a novelty.
You know, another thing, Raj, what you can do is remove your credit card numbers from your online accounts because it's click and buy all the time. And sometimes people just buy anyhow, sometimes being forced to take that extra step to pull the card out and put your information in. You think about it. It's like the month rule, the 30-day rule.
Yeah.
So think about that because that's a good... Now, another thing people keep on saying is switch to term life. But be careful with that, folks. I used to sell life insurance. And you don't want to just cash in your whole life policy and switch to term life because somebody said term life is cheaper, which it is. But the thing is one client came to me with their life insurance policies and said this company wants them to cash them in and buy term insurance and save X dollars in premium a year. Well, come to find out, the cash value in the life insurance was growing a lot more than the premiums were costing by this time, and because it was an older policy, and it wouldn't pay to cash it in and switch the term because it's paying for itself right now.
Right. So it'd be good if you're approached with some type of suggestion like that to get an expert like you to look at it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Roger, do you recall we had a caller one time a while back and we were talking about budgeting and she says, I've tried everything and I just don't have, I can't cut anywhere else. And I was asking her over the air, well, what do you do in the morning when you leave the house? She says, well, I stop at Starbucks and I buy a super mocha latte or whatever it is and take it to work. I said, that's $5 a day. That's $25 a week. How about buying a pound of coffee and taking your coffee to work with you? And there was silence over the air. Mm-hmm. But things like that, there are a lot of areas, folks, that you can save money on. You just need to look, hunt, and get her done because we spend way too much money here in the United States. We waste way too much money here in the United States. I heard a statistic this weekend about we could feed the whole world except for China and India a meal a day for what we waste every day in the United States.
Okay. Good stuff this afternoon here on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, The Answer. We just experienced another edition of It's Your Money with Nick Semenik. Join us again next Monday at 2 o'clock. And if it's Saturday, tune in to 100.3 The Biz.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. Semenik & Associates Accounting Firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Semenik Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SemenikCPA.com.